And a sensitive topic now, maybe not for kids' ears. The Supreme Court decided today in a case questioning just how much someone convicted of viewing child pornography must pay to the victims in the pictures. Courts in various states have awarded payment to victims, but a federal appeals court in New Orleans ordered Texan Doyle Randall Paroline to pay over $3.4 million to a woman known in court papers as Amy. And today the Supreme Court threw out that judgment, saying there is a limit on how much victims can recover from one person convicted of looking at images. Now, we spoke about this case before it went to the highest court. We'll post our reporting at hearandnow.org, but let's bring in David Savage, Supreme Court correspondent for the Los Angeles Times, on today's ruling. So, David, what else did the court say when they overturned in the majority this judgment?
Well, I think the judgment is sort of a middle ground decision, and strikes me as sort of more good news than bad for victims of child pornography, because the court said, if you're a victim, you can collect money from every person who is caught viewing these illegal images. But you can't collect a single amount, $3.5 million, from one of these people. So it sort of puts the courts on notice, U.S. attorneys around the country, that they've got to go after these people and collect money from them, maybe $5,000, $10,000, not $1 million.
Yeah, but as we heard when we spoke with a lawyer for one of these women, that means that they have to, there's millions of people viewing these images around the world. That means that for the rest of their lives, they have to be involved in court cases. So that was the argument against that. But we understand that the court also said that Paroline, the man convicted of viewing the images, can be required to pay a reasonable amount. Who gets to decide that?
A federal judge.
Yeah, so this will go back to a lower court.
Yes. The good thing from the victim's point of view, though, is the U.S. attorneys are supposed to handle this. In other words, the victims don't have to go into court themselves and carry on all this litigation. The federal prosecutors are supposed to do it. And as you said, a federal judge is now going to decide on the right amount.
Yeah. Well, we know that Chief Justice John Roberts, Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas dissented from the majority ruling. They said Congress failed to make clear how judges should decide on damages. Sonia Sotomayor dissented separately. She wants the defendant to pay the full amount. But we understand others are saying to Congress, change the law, make it so that there can be more restitution.
I think it's possible somebody might go back to Congress. But it seems to me the court set out a way for these cases to proceed, because judges can decide this. If they've got a person there who's been convicted, they can say this person can easily pay $5,000 or $10,000. So I think for now,
yeah,
I think the court set up a system that might work.
David Savage, Supreme Court correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. On a Supreme Court decision, this seems to be Supreme Court decision week, overturning a huge payment required from someone convicted of viewing child pornography images. But as David said, opening the way for a lower payment. David, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.